Meeks is a great player. He's a scorer. I think Jeff, George, Charles, everybody who guarded him did a pretty nice job of guarding him. I mean, he had 26 points, but he took 21 shots. So I think as a team, we did a good job on him.
The ability to get to the line tonight, as many times you guys did, how'd you get there, I guess, that much?
Coach, he just told us to be aggressive, just to be free, be aggressive, and everybody came out. We were just attacking the whole game. So.
Lance, speaking of attacking, it didn't look like you came in and never took a step back from those guys. Just talk about your mindset coming in.
Yeah, like Jermaine said, Coach told us to be free and be aggressive. So, you know, I just listened to him and tried to attack every time I got. And, you know, try to look for an open guy at the same time. But, you know, just try to play to my strengths and do what I can to take advantage of what they're giving us.
I mean, you guys opened the second half on a 9-0 run. How important was that after being tied at half?
I mean, it was very important. I don't think we didn't not have to lead the second half for, like, after that run. So, I think we established ourselves in the second half and came out and made, like, a run. So.
Lance, you had a little personal run there where you had 8 in a pretty quick span. You've done that once or twice before. You feel like you kind of get on a roll pretty quickly sometimes?
I don't even remember when that happened, but sometimes that just happens. You know, players get in zones. I mean, we played against a player that gets in a lot of zones, in Jody Meeks, but it just happens. And, you know, I just felt comfortable out there tonight, and, you know, hopefully I continue my play like that.
Lance, you finally getting to 100% or close to it health-wise?
No. I'm actually pretty hurt right now. My groin is throwing pretty bad right now as I sit here, but, you know, I just got to play through it and try to heal myself at the end of the season.
When you get out there, the adrenaline just kick in and
Absolutely. Like, when I'm in the game, it's rare that I feel it. You know, just running up and down, the drums going, you know, the crowd's into it, I'm into it. You know, I just try not to think about it and concentrate on the game.
You mentioned the crowd. How much of a help is it when you've got the building full and they're, you know, just leaving and they're taking away the tonight over and over?
Oh, it is great. At one point, I was telling Jeff earlier that I felt the court shaking. And, you know, I've never felt that in my basketball career ever. And it's just a great feeling to know that everybody's behind you and, you know, we're trying to, you know, play to our strengths and, you know, give them a show as well as take care of business on the court for us.
Have you felt the court shaking here before?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've been before, so I know when everybody's here and it gets loud, the whole atmosphere is just amazing. So it was nice we could have an atmosphere like that tonight.
10 for 10 from the line, what you feel like you should do? Well, I mean, you get mad when you miss one?
No, I've been straight from the line lately, so it's good to come out and make something today. So I would just say,
Did you do anything in practices, work on it anymore, or just start making them?
I shot a little bit at the practice, but it was mainly mental, so I just went up to the line and knocked them down.
Jermaine, what happened in Oxford when you got best performance of the season, obviously? Was that a little extra motivation to play this way tonight?
Yeah, it was. We had some players who had some bad games, including myself. I played terrible in Tennessee, so I wanted to come out myself and just establish myself early in the game. And just come out, just play harder, and come out with a win. That's what we did.
Kind of everybody above you had beaten you. Everybody above you in the standings had beaten you. How important with the tournament coming up to get one of these teams jump up and get one of those wins against those guys?
I think Kentucky's like number one on our side. So to beat them, give us some kind of pub, I guess. But we got 5 more games to go. Long way to go. So we just take it one game at a time.
Made 4 wins in 5 games now. Is that
signing
guys starting to come together?
Yes. I mean, it's a long season. It's a marathon, not a race. So hopefully we can just keep progressing and keep getting some wins.
Any more, guys? Okay. Thanks, fellas.